Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Yes, Solomon stopped taking credit for everything that Huram Abi did.
Yes, that is correct.
I mean,
the chronicler finally gave credit to the craftsman.
Given that we're recording this on Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. or
Taking.
Mm-hmm. He stopped taking all the credit, and he started giving some of the credit to Huram Abi.
Yes.
So that was nice of the chronicler to ascribe the credit where it was due.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess. Right. Eventually.
So y'all are listening to this on Black Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to tell you to keep it nice today, be civil, and treat your shopping helpers, your retail people, your waitresses, treat them all right because they are tired and there are a thousand of you and one of them.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Be nice today, guys.
Although Black Friday is not what it used to be.
Yeah. I mean, Black Friday is no longer just the day after Thanksgiving. It's now like an entire 3-month
Black
long
Friday's turned into like the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
You know.
Stupid. It's really stupid.
It really is.
There are still some people who go shopping, and so
true.
My admonition stands. Behave, you guys.
But at the very least, they've cut down on how many people get trampled on Black Friday.
Yes, yes. No more
trampling. That's a plus, you know.
Yes, yes.
Right. All right. So that was 2 Chronicles chapter 4?
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be getting into...
Second Chronicles chapter 5, fuckface. Oh my God.
Let's go do this.
Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so we are finishing up the furnishings for the temple. Okay?
Oh boy, we get to see what kind of stuff they get.
I mean, there's just like one little paragraph.
Oh.
It's a continuation of the last chapter.
Okay, all right.
So Solomon finished all his work on the temple of the Lord.
Hiramabi.
Yeah, Hiramabi.
Finished all his work on the temple
of the Lord. Then he brought all the gifts his father, David.
Oh, he came back. He came back.
Damn you, David. Why can't I quit
fucking
you?
Fucking residual David.
All the gifts his father David had dedicated, the silver, the gold, and the various articles, and he stored them in the treasuries of the temple of God.
That's great.
Okay, I just have to tell you guys, since this is a holiday weekend, I'll tell you a really nice story. So me and husband were standing out on our front porch, as we do, solving all the world's problems with each other. And husband says, I think I want to start eating an apple more regular because I heard it helps with heartburn and, you know, helps you be healthier, blah, 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 blah,
good
blah.
For you.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, okay, yeah, that sounds good. I mean, you know, after all, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, just make sure you don't eat the core or else you're going to grow an apple tree in your stomach.
Right.
And of course, doesn't even like stop a second to talk about how stupid that is. Just says, and then I'd be Johnny Appleseed. And then right after that, we both start humming the same fucking song. And
who's
then
Johnny, she said.
Na, 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 na. Who's Johnny, she said. Yeah. And then we were like,
I love you.
And then we were both like, what the fuck song is that?
Right.
And then he goes, I think it's from Short Circuit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, you're right. And then I was like, it was a one-hit wonder with a really stupid, shitty video. And we were both right. And that's the story of how we are awesome and we are made for each other.
And then we stood out on the porch and watched the video and listened to the song because, you know, you gotta.
You gotta. That's what Googles are for, right?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So we found the song and it's by, what was it? LaBarge?
Something like that.
LaBarge.
Something like that.
De LaBarge.
De LaBarge.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. And it's Who is Johnny or Who's Johnny? And
one of those.
Yeah, just look up all those words
right, yeah.
And
you'll know what
Short
we're talking
Circuit.
About, especially if you didn't grow up in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it really was like really obscure song.
It was. But I mean, if you saw Short Circuit, then you would know the song.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, me and husband, before we were married, when we were first, like when we first moved in together, we would go to Walmart to do grocery shopping. And we would always stop in at the DVD section and we would like look at the DVD racks. And so at one point he was on one side and I was on the other side and we both go, oh my God. And I was like, you got to look at this movie. And he was like, no, you got to look at this movie. And we both turn around to each other and it was the same fucking movie. So not only is that crazy enough, it is a really obscure movie, which now that it's a little bit older, like there's more recognition for it. It's got a little bit more of a
little.
Like I've heard people talk about it, which really shocked me.
But not much.
Okay. But it's Hudson Hawk. And like I have all my life, nobody else loves that movie. And same for husband.
Right.
Like
right.
Nobody else loves that movie. But for whatever reason, it just struck both of our funny bones.
I mean, how can you go wrong with Bruce Willis playing a cat burglar singing Sinatra songs?
I know, right?
You just can't go wrong there. That's like the best fucking
wish
thing
on
ever.
A star,
right? I'm not saying it's a masterpiece, but it's a great movie.
Yeah, it's so funny. And like I said, nobody else ever liked it. So we both look at each other in amazement. And we just have these like odd little moments where
things just fall together.
Yeah, like right. A movie or a song. And it's always something like really stupid and obscure.
Right.
Like one time he said, I'll be right back. And then we both go, after these messages, we'll be right back. Which I don't know if you remember like Saturday cartoons.
Right.
But that was like the commercial break.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, it's just weird. That
was in front of our kid and our kid looked at us like we were
what
aliens.
What the fuck? Yeah, like pod people. So that was our little Thanksgiving weekend gift to you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
That we are still in love, even though I just called him a fuckface.
Yes. I mean, she called me a fuckface a lot, so.
But I also...
In lovingly, affectionately, you
know. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That, in all so. The best ways possible, right, you're a fuckface. Yeah,
right.
And I'm a dumb bitch.
I mean, you know.
By my own words. Nobody else's.
Yeah, right.
Nobody else better call me a dumb bitch.
We are what we are, you know?
I'm a dumb bitch and you're a fuckface. And we love each other dearly. And so I just wanted to tell you this fun story of how we...
Both love Hudson Hawk and listen to an 80s song tonight.
Yeah.
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 Sure.
Okay. Anyway.
I hope everybody's richer for knowing this now.
I know you guys feel better for it. You were worried.
Yeah.
You were worried.
Because of the fuckface comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh God.
Right.
They've been bickering.
Yeah, no. That doesn't happen.
I mean,
it does, but only for like 30 seconds or so.
And then we're like, shut up. You're so stupid.
Right. We did all of our like major bickering when we were, you know, earlier in our relationship.
When we hit like that 5 and 7 year stretch, we like duked it out and got it all done.
Yeah, we had it out. But we're pretty much over that now.
Yeah. And so. We were like, and done.
Right.
I ain't got time for that.
We know each other too well. We're like, whatever, fuck off.
Yeah. Exactly. And we have fun together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Here so we Bible?
Go. Bible.
Bible.
It's just a Bible. So, I mean Bible. You know, I had to do something else for a minute.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Back to the Bible. Solomon then summoned to Jerusalem the elders of Israel and all the heads of tribes. The leaders of the ancestral families of Israel. Aren't you happy to know that?
Yes, I'm so happy to know that.
So he summoned the kings. Get over here, leaders.
Yeah.
They were to bring the Ark of the Lord's Covenant to the temple from its location in the city of David, also known as Zion. So all the men of Israel, but not the women's, assembled before the king at the annual festival of shelters, which is held in early autumn. So this is well after the kings normally war.
Right, right. Yeah.
They've come home from war.
If I recall correctly, I thought it took them like 11 years to build the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like, because we thought about that the last time. We were like, did it only happen? Did it take till spring until fall? But then they were like, no, it was 11 years later. 11
years later. Like yeah, so. Yeah. When all the elders of Israel, when all the elders of Israel arrived, the Levites picked up the ark. That's good, because the last time a non-Levite picked up the ark, he tripped and he got smote.
Well, they were carrying it on a cart, remember?
Yeah.
They weren't supposed to be carrying it on a cart. They were supposed to use
and it wasn't Levites that were handling it. It
was Levites that were handling it.
And also, don't fucking touch it.
Right.
Yeah. The priests and Levites brought up the ark along with a special tent. You have a special tent. Nice tent. And all the sacred items that had been in it. Do you remember what's in it?
Well, if everything that's in there is supposed to be in there is in there, you'd have the Book of Moses or whatever, the Book of Laws, the fuck it is.
Yeah. The Torah.
You would have the leftover manna.
The jar of manna.
Right. And,
Aaron's rod.
Aaron's rod, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the almond rod.
Yeah.
The almond joy rod.
The almond joy stick.
Yeah.
I don't think anything else was put in there unless they found special rocks along the way that they put in. Like, ooh, this one's shiny.
I mean, I think that would be pushing your luck, right? You know?
I mean,
you wouldn't want to piss off the Lord, right?
But if they thought it was special and like, this who is knows? Pleasing in the Lord's eye.
It all gets fucking burnt up anyway, so who cares?
Who cares? Whatever. There, before the ark, King Solomon and the entire community of Israel sacrificed so many sheep, goats, and cattle.
So many.
That no one could keep count.
Oh my God, not a single person could count that high back then. That's really sad.
They didn't even have an abacus that could work with that math.
It feels so bad for these people not to being able to count.
It's hard.
And or weigh. They can't weigh things. They can't count things. It must have been really difficult to function back then.
It's amazing that we have the internet today. How did we progress without
from
people that couldn't even count to
where
we are today?
It's crazy.
I mean, we just sent shit back to the moon.
You know, it strikes me that we're trusting the word of people who couldn't even count.
I know, right?
You know, like people who are religious are trusting in people who couldn't count.
They couldn't count.
Motherfuckers.
Then the priests carried the Ark of the Lord's Covenant into the inner sanctuary of the temple. The most holy place.
Most holy.
Not the holy place. The most holy place.
Right, right.
And placed it beneath the wings of the cherubim.
That were 30 feet across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feet. If you could see his face. The cherubim spread their wings over the ark.
They were already spread.
I know, but it sounds like. It's a
fucking piece of metal.
It sounds like the way they phrased it, it's like the metal statue fucking opened up its wings.
It expanded its wings. No, it was already fucking built that way, you idiots.
The cherubim, whose wings were already spread over the ark, formed a canopy over the ark and its carrying poles.
Great.
Okay.
That's awesome.
It did not spread its wings.
No. No spreading of wings.
Its wings were spread.
Right. Yeah. Hiramabi spread the wings.
Hiramabi.
He fucking built this room and made that thing.
He's the man.
Right.
These poles were so long that their ends could be seen from the holy place, which is in front of the most holy place.
But not from space. You can't see them from space.
And not from the outside.
No. No.
They are still there to this day, motherfuckers.
False.
I mean, to the day as of the day
when they wrote it, maybe. Yeah, okay.
But you know what? The chronicler wrote this after the Babylon
exile. And so he was lying.
He was wrong.
He was lying or wrong. Or they were still there and we don't know what happened to them.
No, they got melted down.
I know. But like, if we're taking his account, he's saying they're still there.
Are we pretending then that maybe the ark was so well hidden that they never found it? Is that what we're supposed to pretend?
I don't know.
Because I don't buy it. These people couldn't even fucking count. And you're telling me that they could hide it?
Yeah. I think this was just... Why would you write that, though? Why would you write that it's still there to this day if you could be proven wrong just on a glance?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense, right?
Do you think that as he wrote this that it was still there?
I mean, it's possible, I guess.
Where it was?
It's possible.
Like some Levites and the chronicler. So the chronicler was probably a Levite.
Or maybe to the best of his knowledge, it was still there. Maybe, maybe there were stories going around, hey, they never touched that. It's the most holy place. Nobody obviously could get in there, so it's still there, right?
Or was it quote unquote common knowledge the way it's today, quote unquote common knowledge that there is so much hidden away in the Vatican?
Maybe.
That kind of thing where he's like, yeah, it's totally there to this day.
It's just that when they talked about the Babylonian exile, those fuckers took everything and melted it all down.
They were so thorough.
So like a whole temple made of gold and shit and bronze, I just don't see them leaving any of that there.
Yeah. I mean, what did you do? Bury it right quick? I just don't believe you.
Right. Or set up booby traps that were good enough to like keep the Babylonians out. Why didn't you just fucking hide in there?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it.
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. The chronicler wrote this with an agenda, don't forget.
Right.
So he's trying to convince them, yeah, it's totally still there.
But why would I'm trying to wrap my head around saying something that you could obviously prove wrong.
Because the common person coming out of the Babylonian exile couldn't prove it wrong.
Unless they were somebody that was coming back to live in Jerusalem or whatever.
But that person coming back from Jerusalem might not know where it's hidden.
All right.
Only the special team did.
Got it. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm just saying, I don't think it was there.
Got it.
Nothing was in the ark except the two stone tablets. Oh, we forgot about the stone tablet.
Shit.
God damn it.
Shit.
Except the two stone tablets that Moses had placed in it at Mount Sinai, where the Lord made a covenant with the people of Israel when they left Egypt. Wait. Mm-hmm. He's saying nothing was in the ark except the tablets.
Well.
The manna and the fucking rod and the Torah.
But remember they started leaving some of those things off as they went along.
Yeah. But where'd they go then?
Well, I mean.
And no, in my heart and in my mind, those are still. You can't have it both ways. Either you know where the fucking ark is and all that shit is still in it because you kept it all together. Or there was nothing left because the Babylonians took that shit and they took it all, including everything that was in it.
Right.
So they just forgot to mention the shit.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
The manna is still in there to this day. Then the priests left the holy place. All the priests who were present had purified themselves. Whether or not they were on duty that day, they scrubbed their balls all clean.
Yeah.
And the Levites who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Judathan, and all their sons and brothers were dressed in fine linen robes. Fine.
Yeah.
And stood at the east side of the altar playing cymbals, lyres, and harps. You know
That's
what?
That's nice.
Every time I hear the word fine, though, I cannot help but think now, like forever, for the rest of my life, it will remind me of how Obama was talking about his wife and said, and she is still fine. Like, he is so in love with his wife, and he has zero problem talking about how gorgeous she is and how smart. Like, he just does nothing but lift her up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he called his wife fine. And that just, I don't know why. I just love it.
Yeah.
I'm a fool. I'm a sap for love. Okay. So they're fine. They got their fine robes on. And Yeah, and their musical instruments, but not their saxophones.
Right.
They were joined by 120 priests, they could count that high,
yeah,
who were playing trumpets.
Oh, the priests can play trumpets and be priests, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's
they
special.
Are, what did they call it earlier?
Multi-talented?
Oh, I was going for the...
Ambidextrous.
No, no. No, whatever. I can't remember now, so whatever.
Okay.
They were, like, very talented, very...
Master craftsmen?
No, never mind.
Skilled.
Yeah, it was something like that, but, like, they called them some... Like, we were joking about it, because they were something... I can't remember. You can't remember what it was.
That's
now.
So anticlimactic.
They were describing the musicians and stuff, and they were saying they were very something or other. Very...
Very good, great, and awesome.
That's not it.
Okay, I don't know the word that you're trying to say.
I know. My mind's failing me at the moment, so okay. I apologize.
They were most excellent. The trumpeters and singers performed together in unison.
Wow, not all jumbled up.
To praise and give thanks to the Lord. Oh, I would hate to be the singer that was off key that day, I can tell you. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, but not saxophones, they raised their voices, la 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 la, and praised the Lord with these words. Uh-oh.
They were very capable or capable.
Oh, remember? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry,
okay.
It was bugging.
So they
me.
Were not excellent. They were not, merely right. very capable.
Yeah, right. That's what I was going for.
I take
the
back
very
everything
capable
I said.
It was eluding me. I couldn't come up with it.
Take it back.
Yeah.
Take it back. Okay, so they were singing these words. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
He is good. Oh, wait. No, let me sing it to Johnny. He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Yeah, that's way better. At that moment, a thick cloud filled the temple of the Lord.
Oh, man, you got to hold that in, man.
The priests could not continue their service because of the cloud. God damn!
Man, that is one stank-ass fart.
For the glorious presence of the Lord filled the fucking temple of God. The end. Yeah, it did.
Whenever I fart, I'm filling this room with the glorious presence of God.
I mean, you saw those studies that said that methane helps reduce Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
And so for like, I don't know, 2 weeks, every time we farted, we were like, you're welcome. Just,
yeah. Oh, Lord.
Oh, I'm a child. I love you.
All right. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
It sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow will be Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be back with...
Q&A Saturday.
And then on Sunday, we're going to be here with the...
Sacrilegious Book Club.
Followed up by the weekly replay. And then on Monday, we will be back with...
2 Chronicles chapter 6,
awesome.
Bitches.
We'll see you guys then.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.